you know, I think Kyle Shanahan right now probably has a good little inside beat. I think that, you know, they could look at a couple of guys who are running back coaches, you know, and Eric Studenfield with the Broncos, you know, Kirby Wilson, guys like that. There's just not a lot out there.
Okay.
You know, that's the problem. When you wait this long, there's not an awful lot out there. But defensively, this is going to be a heck of a team, man. They're going to be a tough team to deal with.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. You just heard the voice of Jay Glazer of Fox Sports. He was on our show yesterday here from Radio Row. Vic Carucci, by the way, with you from Radio Row for Super Bowl 48 here in Midtown Manhattan. Nathan Zagura is back in Northeast Ohio. And Jay Glazer was talking about the offensive coordinator possibility for the Browns. Said the inside beat would be Kyle Shanahan, and that makes sense given the name, given the credentials. Don't know how that worked out. He had a conversation with the Browns yesterday, but the Browns apparently moving forward with other discussions of other possibilities, other candidates who could be offensive coordinators. John DeFilippo from the Oakland Raiders, sort of the next in line guy that they're going to look at and talk with. And they might have, you know, talked with him regardless of how things went with Shanahan, but not hearing anything yet in terms of how this may resolve itself, whether or not Shanahan could be the guy or whether anyone will be the guy as of right now in any short order. I'm hearing it's been a difficult task for the Browns to try to get this position filled. By the way, Mike Tirico of ESPN, the voice of Monday Night Football, ESPN's coverage of Monday Night Football, he will join us at 2 p.m. So very, very stacked show for you today. All right, let's go to some calls. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Going to go to, is it Dan in Worcester now? Hello, Dan.
Yes, thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I was wondering about Greg Schiano. When he was at Rutgers, I liked the way that he used Ray Rice and he mixed up the running and passing game. Would it be out of the question to think of a former head coach as an OC?
It wouldn't be out of the question. Dan, thank you for the call. It wouldn't be out of the question. And, you know, given that they did take some time to interview him, and a lot of times those interviews, my understanding was they were basically, that was one of those, quote, favor interviews, that they were, it was at the behest primarily of Bill Belichick to try to get Schiano just an interview, and the Browns were complicit with that. But do they really see him as someone that they could add to the staff? And I'm not seeing that, and I think his history as a head coach, the problems that occurred in Tampa Bay would probably make him a undesirable guy for a team, or at least among players, I think would probably be an understatement.
Yeah, I that doesn't seem like a good fit. I'm just getting curious if we're going to go, if we're running out of options, you know, I don't understand why Matt Kavanaugh's name has not come up at all. Do you have any insight into that now that you are there in NFL Central?
I've asked that question, and so far all I've gotten is that he was only attached via media. I'm looking at my notes right now on him, and it's funny you brought that up because I had a conversation yesterday, the day before, with a person very familiar with Kavanaugh and his time in Baltimore, and has followed him very closely since. And the feedback I have is that he was just someone whose only connection was just that of what people were doing was connecting dots between Mike Pettine and people who had coached with him. And some of those dots are connectable and are going to be easily connectable. Not only the guys who've come over from Buffalo, but at least one other coach that I know of who had been in Baltimore is likely to join the Browns offensive staff, not as offensive coordinator, but the offensive staff. So, Nathan, I don't know beyond that why, like, there's no approach to him. Like, the rest of us, you know, seem to think it's a good fit, but why isn't it someone that they've pursued? I'll say this, just knowing Matt and having been around Matt, I think he's accomplished. He's worked with Brian Billick. I think he's got some good ideas and good thoughts. And to me, it would make sense.
Yeah, he's with Trestman now. It would make a lot of sense. One of the more innovative offensive minds in the league. Coach Jay Cutler to his most efficient season ever. Coach Josh McCown to his most efficient season ever. Benny has been an offensive coordinator in the NFL in the past. He has been an offensive coordinator in college and now has been a quarterback coach basically for quite some time. And he was not only with, Mike Pettine in Baltimore, but he was also with them with the Jets from 2009 to 2012 as well.
Right.
So that would be, it's just, where does John DeFilippo even come from? That's what I, how do we even arrive at that?
You arrive at that because, well, I think there's a Raider connection, and my sense is that Michael Lombardi knows him there and at least has put his name on the general list or whatever, because you got to have candidates, you got to have names, and you got to have somebody with some background on these particular coaches to see what they might, what they might do or who they are, and at least to have someone in your organization that knows who they are. Brian in Madison with us now. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
I got a couple questions for you. On the OC here that we're looking at, Riz was saying this morning, I heard this too on NFL Network yesterday or a couple days ago about Kyle Shanahan, that I guess he has a certain system that he wants the quarterback to run, and he's not adaptable to, like, letting him, fit the player. Know if that's true. And the guy from the Raiders, do you know what kind of system he would want to run, if he would be adaptable to, whatever time the quarterback we had, or do he have to, be like Shermer and say, I want you to run this type of system and that's it? Do you have any idea on that, Vic or Nate?
Brian, thank you for the call. I'll say this about Mike Pettine setting the agenda, the tone. If he's true to what he has been saying, then the whole philosophy is adapt system to the players you have, as opposed to the other way around. Now, that's what he has stated. Is that any kind of hang-up? In other words, I would say that if you're insistent upon that as a head coach and you're making that part of your agenda, Nathan, then the people you're looking to hire had better be in line with that.
Yes, but at the same time, I think it's different. I think it's more of like an offensive philosophy that he has in a system he runs that's been proven to be successful with a wide variety of talent. So I think the core principles are there. But, I mean, to say that Kyle Shanahan ran the same offense with Rex Grossman that he ran with RG3 would be absurd. So Clearly he has no problem suiting the principles of his system to the talent. It's not like he ever ran any read option whatsoever with Rex Grossman or Donovan McNabb or Matt Schaub. So
no,
he's got an adaptable system.
Very true. I would say you're right about that. That I don't think you can. I just don't know that you can succeed in the NFL.
Right. There's too much change and too much catching up.
Yeah. There's too much change. Quarterbacks. You change quarterbacks in midseason. I mean, injuries and such force those kinds of changes. Everything changes for you. And if you're not able to be flexible, and again, I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan isn't, and I don't know how flexible he truly is. I think you made very good points there about charting what he's had to work with, different styles of QBs out of necessity. But I don't know if that necessarily states unequivocally that he's flexible enough to go with what you're doing to be in line with the philosophy that Mike Pettine has put forward here, which again is that, we will as a team, this is quoting Pettine, we will as a team adapt to what the players' strengths are. And when you and I heard that, we talked about that. We liked that.
I loved it. Absolutely.
So Joe DeLaMalur, Hall of Famer, is going to join us in a little bit. We are actually going to bring him up next as I broadcast to you from Super Bowl 48 Radio Row here in Midtown Manhattan. You've got Nate Dogg Zagura in Northeast Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.